This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Madeline Brand in New York.
I'm Alex Chadwick at NPR West.
I think we must get used to the idea that we are the Republican Party frontrunner for the nomination.
We thought it was all going to be done tonight, but it's not all done tonight. We're going to keep on battling. We're going to go all the way to the convention. We're going to win this thing, and we're going to get into the White House.
Days, a lot of people have been trying to say that this is a two-man race. Well, you know what? It is, and we're in it.
Former Governor Mike Huckabee. Before him, former Governor Mitt Romney and Republican Senator frontrunner John McCain. Joining us now to sort out the GOP race, David Frum. He's a former speechwriter for President Bush. He's now a columnist with the National Review, and he's got a daily blog at the National Review online. David Frum, welcome to Day Today.
Thank you so much.
And, you know, here's what you say about the race today in your blog. I've settled a few things in my mind. Romney would be a much better president than John McCain. John McCain is a much more attractive candidate than Mitt Romney. You're openly undecided about what to do as a Republican voter and as a Republican opinion leader. Where are you?
Well, I've just been embarrassing myself on this blog. In the Republican Party, feeling is now racing very high. Unlike Democrats who look at Hillary and Obama and say, I like them both, you know, which of these treats will be more delicious? There's a lot of ill will among my Republican friends, and yet I find I'm just utterly paralyzed. I am revolving it and revolving it in my mind. I've been doing this in public, and the longer I go on, the more ludicrous I look, but I cannot resolve this problem.
You were a public supporter of Mayor Giuliani.
Yes.
He got out. He said, listen, I believe that John McCain is the guy. That doesn't persuade you.
I have two huge problems. One is that I disagree strongly with John McCain's approach to immigration, like many Republicans. It's just unacceptable. It's a deal breaker for me. But even more than that, I am worried by the way he came to that decision. That is, it was very emotionally driven. He's very politically driven. He's got his eyes on the possibility of gaining Hispanic votes to the Republican Party. It's not policy-driven. It's not driven by analysis and reflection. And we've had a little bit too much of that over the past few years, I'm sorry to say. And I'm drawn to Mitt Romney because, having had a chance to watch him in operation, I have to say he's a very powerful analytic mind. He'll be a great problem solver. He's not emotional. You want a president to approach things in kind of a cold, realistic way where he doesn't get angry at people who tell him things he doesn't want to hear, but listens to them.
Have you been reading the analysis over the last week that suggests what you're saying may not be the way to win this election, that voters are more interested in character, in how they feel about these candidates, than they are by policy positions?
Well, that's clearly right, and that's why McCain's in the lead. There's a famous piece, many of your listeners may know it, written by a Kerry volunteer who canvassed undecided voters in 2004. And he said, you know, the undecided voters, those voters in the middle, people who are not as engaged in politics, they think about politics differently from people who love doing politics. And he talked about saying to a voter, well, tell me the most important issue to you. And the voter looked at him as if he had asked, what is your favorite prime number? It's just not the way a lot of people who are not so close to politics think, and that's why McCain is doing so well, because he has this amazing personal story. But it's the way I think. I can't help that. I do care about issues.
Well, you do, but still, don't you want a Republican in the White House in the fall? And don't you believe all these polls that certainly over the last month have said John McCain is far and away the most electable Republican? Are you saying it would be better to have a Democrat in than you would consider a possibly failed Republican?
I'm not saying that, and that's why I'm going to vote for the nominee of my party. But I am not sure that John McCain is going to be quite as formidable a candidate 6 months from now as he is today. We look like we're moving into some very difficult economic times. Here's a candidate who has told more than one reporter that he's not comfortable talking about economic issues. What happens if in August and September, Americans who are confronting rising unemployment, more repossessions, are saying, I want to vote for an economic manager? At that point, we may discover that he doesn't look so good.
David Frum, he's the author of the newly released book, Comeback, Conservatism That Can Win Again. David, thank you.
Thank you very much.